What is Appalachia, geographically, culturally? Many of us, myself included, don't really introduce ourselves as being from Appalachia. If I'm talking to somebody from outside the state, I say I live near Charleston, West Virginia. If I'm talking to a fellow West Virginian, I say I'm from Boone County. If I'm talking to a fellow Boone Countyan, I say I'm from Ashford. Honestly, I don't think anybody ever told me I was an Appalachian. I'm not sure anyone I grew up around knew they were Appalachian either. This is something our next guest has pondered quite a bit. Stan Bumgardner is a historian and editor of Golden Seal Magazine. If you're not familiar, it's a magazine that covers all aspects of West Virginia heritage and history. It's always a good read. Stan recently wrote a great essay for the Charleston Gazette Mail titled, What is Appalachia? We wanted to find out why he wrote it, so we had him talk to Eric Douglas through Skype. Their conversation begins with Stan reading the first part of his essay.
What is Appalachia? By Stan Bumgardner. Appalachia evokes an immediate reaction from most people. For some, it's the backward image of the Hatfield-McCoy feud, or perhaps the 60s TV show The Beverly Hillbillies. Although growing up as a big fan of the show, I still see it more as a family of kind and authentic people in a very fake, gratuitous world.
What was your kind of message that you were trying to get across with this?
I just kind of started with that concept of, you know, what is Appalachia? As I said in the column, Appalachia is very diverse. There are pockets where it's not as diverse as other places. But if you start looking out over the whole of Appalachia and even sections within Appalachia, it's very diverse in so many different ways.
How can we take advantage of that diversity?
I think we can leverage that diversity by celebrating so many pieces of our culture, because Appalachian culture is kind of a mix of words, is that there are many Appalachian cultures and subcultures of that. And I think rather than say, okay, we've got one Appalachian culture and you've got to fit into this category or this category to be considered Appalachian, let's celebrate the fact that as a region, we're one of the most diverse in the country, and we're very unique. If nothing else, we are a unique group of people. But rather than say, this is what a mountaineer, this is what, you know, an Appalachian is, everyone celebrates that.
Do we start giving that message to the world outside of Appalachia, or do we have to educate ourselves first? Do we have to get Appalachians to believe that about themselves and realize what's around them, or do we start that message from outside?
You know, it's a twofold process, and it can happen at the same time. Yes, we do need to, as Appalachians, we need to have a better understanding of both our cultural differences and within Appalachia, but always keep in mind that thing that brings us together. And the moment we start seeing ourselves, I think the world is going to see us as trendy, which we are. I mean, you know how much a ramp selling for in New York right now,
which is frightening, but because I know, yeah. I could buy them on the side of the road right up here, but
it's like, you know, things that we've known for hundreds of years, you know, the world is certainly just now figuring out. But, you know, if we take more pride in those good parts that we do, in the end, there's a bond, there's a familyhood there. And, you know, it's kind of like Texas. That's the closest thing I can think of to Appalachians and West Virginians. It's Texans. If you're from Texas, and if you move to Texas, you know, you're still, I'm a Texan. And it's all based on this very fascinating history, but more importantly, a pride in that history. Even when there's bad parts of it, they're really proud of their history, and they get their identity from their history. And as Appalachians, we've forgotten that often.
Stand up and be proud of who we are.
It means something. When they say, I'm from Texas, it means something. Well, if I'm from West Virginia, it means as much as that or more.
That was Stan Bumgardner speaking with Eric Douglas. We don't have time to listen to the entire essay Stan wrote about Appalachia, but I do want to share with you just this part toward the end.
Appalachians always seem to have an eye toward a better future, if not for ourselves, then for our children. Cynical optimists, if you will. Despite our struggles, there's always a belief that tomorrow might be better if we'd just be allowed to have a say in what tomorrow brings. Far from helplessness, it's hopefulness and authenticity, often for good, sometimes not so much, that best describe us. But please don't define us. In the words of West Virginia poet Muriel Miller Dressler, I am Appalachia, and stranger, though you studied me, you still don't know.